temperature is.
God, it's warm, huh?
Warm? No. This is a setting for London broil.
Sweating like grease monkeys out here. I can't hold on to a ball.
Oof, Marge, am I doomed to spend the rest of my life sweating like a pig?
Yeah, not to mention looking like a pig, eating like a pig.
Don't forget the smell.
Yeah, it's okay. Nothing wrong with sweating. I myself have perspired once or twice.
12,000 BTUs of raw cooling power.
One day, you'll be cool.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. And, you know, through the course of a year, we've got a couple mandatory topics we've just got to cover. And in the Arizona Republic article today, we're talking about teeny tiny houses. I mean, living little. I mean, living real little. Like, could you live in 120 square feet? Be tight, wouldn't it? That's half your garage. How about 200 square feet? Actually, a story in one of our trade publications this month of a family in Portland living on 5 acres, but the house is only 200 square feet. That'd be tight, wouldn't it? Be really tight. And the other thing we're going to talk about, the mandatory part of today's conversation, is air conditioning, because it's this time of year. Well, it's usually about a month before this, but we've been cheating summer, huh? How nice has this been? Can y'all remember a nicer spring? I can remember the last two or three springs have always been pretty nice, tending to kind of start the summer later and later and later. But boy, nothing like this spring at all. If you have a question on how you can beat the high cost of staying comfortable in the desert with the high heat that's coming, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. I've got two experts on the topic right here in studio, Mr. Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design, our certified air conditioning and whole house energy audit inspector from Tucson. Andrew, thanks for making the drive up, my friend.
My pleasure.
Thanks All right. for having me. And we've got Jeff Carmichael from Rias here in the Valley of the Sun. Jeff, again, thanks for joining us. Saturday's our work day. I know Saturday's generally a family day for y'all, so thanks for taking time away from your family to share your wisdom with our Arizona listeners.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Air conditioning. The one industry I think there may be more bad information than air conditioning is water treatment. but those two kind of run head in head as to how much bad information is out there and bad processes. I'd like for those of you that are contemplating changing your air conditioning equipment, get to rosieonthehouse.com. Look at the Rosie on the House Buyer Consumer's Guide on what you need to do to interview your air conditioning contractors before you select who you're going to have mount that equipment. Can we talk just a little bit about the real cost of air conditioning? You know, people get an invoice from the utility company end of July or end of August, and it's like $380 or $450, and their brain's exploding about how much it costs them to air condition. Andrew, talk a little bit about what's the real cost of air conditioning.
Well, the way to figure out your real cost is to try and take and figure out the lowest bills of the year. And then you look at the increase in the summer, and then you just deduct the difference. So once you can isolate the difference, the only difference, it's not usually your lights, it's not your refrigerator. Unless you have a pool or a hot tub, you're running more in that time of year, it's going to be your air conditioning. So you just isolate that difference, add it up over the months, and then depending on what solutions you're trying to figure out to lower the bill, you calculate the percentage of savings on the difference, not the total dollar amount.
And that's one of the subtle little differences between how you can judge whether or not you're talking to an honest representative or contractor. A lot of times you'll hear, save 40% of your bill.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you're just not going to save 40% of your bill. Advertising like that's very misleading. You could, under some circumstances, save 40% of your cooling percentage of your bill, but not your whole bill.
Absolutely. So. And with some of the solutions today, you can even save more of a percentage than that, but it's only of that portion of the bill, not the entire bill.
You know, I've tried to explain to people what air conditioning is, and some of my air conditioning experts have called me and said, Rose, that was a horrible, horrible explanation. I mean, all we're doing
is we're taking a gas that when it is compressed and expanded, it changes temperatures.
Correct.
Right? So we're going to take Freon, and we're going to compress it. Now, to compress it, you have to have a little electric motor that has to get started. And to get that electric motor started, that compressor started, it takes a surge of power. Okay. That surge of power more often is your enemy when it comes to your utility bill than the actual running of that unit, right? And once we compress this gas, we send it down the line and we put it into a radiator and we let it expand. And as it expands, it ices up and then we pour hot air over that radiator. Then we bring the Freon back to the compressor. And we just repeat the cycle.
Yeah, just...
It's easy, right?
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You're absorbing the heat from inside your home and throwing it back outside.
There you go. And and that's exactly to the point of one of my other air conditioning experts. He says, Rosie, quit trying to complicate. He says, it's just moving heat from point A to point B. That's all you're doing in air conditioning. So to that point, exactly.
Thermal transfer, yep.
But we can do that in a whole bunch of different ways. And I'll tell you, I see a lot of systems that are installed wrong. That's one of the reasons a lot of people who are trying to beat the air conditioning, the cost of air conditioning, are so frustrated because they're spending money willy-nilly all over their house on cost-saving apparatuses or techniques or gadgets that end up saving them nothing. Jeff from Rias, talk a little bit about what you see. When y'all are called out to a property, what are some of the things you see that people should address the very first?
I would say looking at what you should address first is going to be the dinosaur of what drains your kilowatts, and that's your air conditioning system.
Yeah.
We can't get around that. Everybody wants us to find the lowest hanging fruit items, and we're more than happy to do that. But then at some point you have to be realistic with yourself and address what is causing that bill to spike up. Everything works together in your home to make that bill drop. So there are different factors, you know, your insulation, your how tightly the duct system is sealed, how efficient that air conditioning system is. But that is the bulk of it. So that's what we need to focus on if we want significant utility bill savings.
I see a lot of advertising for extra insulation in your attic, for radiant barriers, yeah, for power ventilation fans. People think that that heat up there above their head is their biggest enemy, and I scream it from the rooftops every summer. That's not your enemy.
Yeah, and a perfect example of this is when we look at how hot our attics get out here in the summers, and you know, if it's 120 or 130 degree attic air, simply putting in an electric fan to push some of that air out is not going to drop that to a significant point to lower your inner home cost.
Well, so the only way it does is by creating a negative energy, negative pressure in your attic,
exactly,
sucking the air conditioning through your recessed cans.
Recessed can lights, right. Yep. Anything that's not sealed up within that attic space, correct.
I'll get more phone calls in the middle of the summer about people who have installed these power ventilation fans, and they use the solar-powered power ventilation fans, so it doesn't cost them anything to suck the air conditioning out of their house.
Correct.
And they'll call me and they say, I got this thing installed and it promised me, you know, 15 or 20% savings on my energy bill. And man, I've seen it spike up. And I say, yeah, you're literally sucking the air condition. The air you've already paid good money to get it exactly the way you want it, you're now sucking that air right out through your attic. So don't power ventilate your attics. It's number one not to do's. How about you, Andrew? What do y'all see down in Tucson? Anything different? What do you show up 9 times out of 10? What's the one thing you can tell people? Hey, just do this.
In replacing a system?
Well, just in driving your energy bills down.
You know, the number one thing I would do if you're having high electric bills is I would get your ductwork tested. According to studies across the U.S., the number one energy loss in a home is in the ductwork. They say most systems, about 93%, lose 30 to 40% of your air conditioning bill through leaking ductwork. So it was so great of a concern that the U.S. government funded research to develop a product that could seal ductwork from the inside out when you don't have access to it. So it's just get it tested, see if your ducts are leaking. Some of the signs that you have leaking ductwork could be hot or cold pockets in the home, could be a lot of dust, because you can suck, you not only push the cold air out, but you can suck dirty attic dusty air into your home. And then, of course, the high electric bills. So if you're experiencing any of those, you probably want to get your ductwork tested. It's a simple process, takes about 20 to 30 minutes, and you can find out if that's an issue for you.
How about over the phone quotes when you realize your unit is old? And I would say anything over about 15 years old is probably approaching the end of its economic life. You need to be prepared. You need to be saving up, because if you've got 15 years out of it, you probably ought to be planning in the next two or three beyond that to replace it. And I want to just get on the phone, and I don't want a salesman out at my house. I just want to talk to somebody over the phone. What's your feelings on that?
Well, when you're looking at buying the largest appliance in your house and investing into your home, if you have a company that is willing to give you a quote over the phone, I don't really view them as a very comprehensive company. One of the things that you should be looking for when you're getting an estimate is for a company to do a heat load calculation. Most old systems, it could be 60 to 70% of the systems, at least in Tucson, are oversized. So if a company is just quoting over the phone, they're not calculating the proper size. They don't know if your ductwork is leaking. And those are all things that we figure out when we're doing a proper estimate. Also, in the mechanical area, you could have leaking area. The mechanical would be where your furnace or your air handler is. Underneath, a lot of times, is not sealed and is leaking all kinds of air. So someone who doesn't go and look at the area and figure out what really needs to be done in installation, I would really hesitate to say that would be a high-quality installation company.
We're going
to
take a quick break right now. When I get back, we'll talk to you about the number one trick question to ask your air conditioning contractor who's given you a quote for equipment replacement. Number one trick question to find out if you've got the right guy at your house or not when we get back.